Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. I've been living here for a really long time and pretty involved in the community, so it always comes as a surprise to me when I find out about another very cool organization doing good things for our community that I had no idea existed. Like, how can this be? So I'm really excited about my latest find, Community Investment Corporation. Since I love to spread the good news, happening in our own backyard, I invited Danny Nee, the executive director of CIC, to briefly tell us about their work and to highlight some of the magic they recently made happen in a partnership with Local First in a project called Scale Up, which was all about helping small businesses save energy and save money. So take it away, Danny. Tell us about CIC.
Well, CIC, we're a local economic development organization. We're a nonprofit. We leverage our capital and expertise to help nonprofits and small businesses thrive and succeed. We're all about the local economy. And we partnered with Scale Up to help local businesses as part of their Tucson 2030 project to reduce their waste, reduce their energy. And the idea behind it really is that conservation not only makes sense for the planet, but it also makes sense for the business's bottom line. And because of the work that we do as a small business lender, we've been very excited to be able to partner with them. And we're offering low interest capital, loans from 3% to 5% for participants in the program, as well as grants for up to 10 to 20% of the project costs to make sure that what it is that they learned in the sessions with Local First, they actually get to implement. So it is a pretty cool thing that we're doing. And what we try to do is we really try to be the lender with nonprofits. There are other lenders out there who lend to nonprofits, but the idea is we want to help other nonprofits be able to expand their service, be able to address their mission, and not just through fundraising. Fundraising is a hard thing to do, and sometimes using debt capital is an easier way to be able to expand your services. So we're really excited about being able to do this with Local First and places like the Community Food Bank, who we have a food entrepreneurship program with.
You're doing lots of good stuff. And the thing about what happens is you're a small business, Local First, this whole Scale Up thing says, okay, if you do this, this, and this, you're going to save this much money. And the small business says, I don't have a big savings account, and banks won't look at me. Commercial banks won't look at me because I'm too small. That's where I love what you do. You help them make the repair on their pipes, get this thing done, install high efficiency toilets. You give them the money to be able to implement the changes without usurer rates, let's be honest here.
No, and I think it's what excites us is to be able to help small businesses. We understand why banks can't lend. They don't make enough money with those small loans, but that's exactly what we're here for in the community. And we're really excited about being able to help individual business owners and individual businesses here in Tucson.
And it just gives everybody like such an advantage. And people that did Scale Up, some of the very small businesses, they took advantage of it because they wanted to make the changes. Even if it's weatherization and changing out your windows or whatever, you made it possible. Find out more about visiting cictucson.org. And for more information about all things sustainable and socially just, and to become a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet, like CIC, visit mrsgreensworld.com. And I really hope you do. Danny, thanks for all you do. You've got a great team and you're making a difference.
Thank you so much.